We are learning Masechtas Shabbos, Masechtas Shabbos Daf Ayin Ches Amabez, and we are beginning from the Gemara right after the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Ches Amabez. It said in our Mishnah, the first words in the Mishnah, that if you take out a string, a rope, the shear is a size that could hold a kupa, that's like a little basket made out of a wicker basket. But it says that a gemi, the shear gemi is, that holds a Napa of a kibra. Now, Napa of a kibra are smaller. So, a gemi is a smaller size of chayiv. And the question is, a chevel, a rope, also you use to hold a Napa of a kibra, to hold a sifter. So, why don't you say, yechayiv on a chevel, even a smaller size, that can hold a Napa of a kibra? Fake the marakasha. Chevel namel chayiv, kilasa is talayil, a Napa of a kibra. A chevel also should be chayiv for making a handle on a Napa of a kibra. It should be chayiv for that, which is a smaller shear. And for the Gemara, kibun the charuk b'mana, the chevel is made out of coarse and coarse material. It's a rough material, and it might dig into the nap of a kivra, which is made out of wood, and ruin your nap of a kivra. Therefore, le'av the inshi, you don't use a chevel for that, because it'll ruin it. Masha'enkein, a kupa, a wicker basket, that's softer, and the rope won't dig into it, it won't ruin it. So therefore, buy a rope, you need a size to hold a wicker basket, because that's what you use it for. Masha'enkein, nap of a kivra, you don't use ropes for that, you use a gemi. Use a different type of like rubber or reed type of material, and that won't dig into your nap of a kibra. Torah about more of shiurim that are chashiv fahitza. Torah about hutzim, which are leaves from palm trees that you make a mechitza with it. What's the shear? Kedei lasos oizin lasal b'kvifa mitzvus. In order enough size that can make a handle for a basket made out of these palm trees. Siv is like a growth that grows around the palm tree. Achem oimrim, what's the shear? Achem oimrim, gilitain, a pi mashbech katan, you put it on a funnel of a wine funnel, lasanin es a yayin, to be misanin, to sift the wine. The wine, a lot of times, has sediments in it, and you put this on, it's a very good sifter, it sifts it through, that's what you use it for. So that's the shear of siv that's chayav and Shabbos. Revav, what's the shear of grease? Enough to put under like a matzah, a cracker. It's like Pam, spray. Enough grease to put under a cookie in the oven that makes it not stick. The kamishura, what's the size of the cookie that has to be able to go under? Kesela. A cookie the size of a sella, how much grease you use for that? That is chayiv on Shabbos. That's enough of it. It says that the shear of shuman, of grease that you bring out, is the shear of gregris, the shear of a dried fig. It's the same shear. Sela and gregris are the same exact shear. Then the brisa goes weiter, and it says muchin, which is like katin, like something soft. So what's the shear of hoitzah for that? K'dei lasos kadok tana, like a small ball. What's the size of a ball? Kama shiro k'ego is like a walnut. A walnut size ball, if it can make a ball like that, that's enough of a shear for cotton balls to be over hoitzah. Talk to Mr. Vaita. It said the Mishnah ni'ar, the shear ni'ar, the licht of lach kesher muchsin. Now, Mishnah, we had two things. We had ni'ar, which is paper. Klaf is more expensive, and klaf is usually made for tefillin. Now, ni'ar, what's the size that you chayiv for paper? The size that you could write on it, kesher muchsin. We said that's a toll. The toll booth writes down you paid, and you used to write two letters to show that you paid, but those two letters are bigger than two regular letters. And actually, by klaf, it needs even a bigger size, because no one wastes klaf. Klaf is expensive. You don't use klaf to write down the toll booth. You only use it for more like tefillin and mezuzahs, these things. Therefore, there the shear is enough to write a shema on it. That's enough chashivas for that. But in the yard, the chashivas is big enough to write two big letters of the muchsin. Talk to Gemara, Tano, Unter, Braisa, Kama, Kesher, Muchsin, Shtei, Oisiyos. What's the shear of Kesher Muchsin? Two Oisiyos, which means two big Oisiyos of Muchsin. Two big Oisiyos of Muchsin fit on this paper. Let's say the letters of Muchsin are an inch tall, so it has to be able to fit 2 inches of these letters. Beit Amar Kasha, Raminu, Hamoitzin, Yar Chalak. If someone brings out a blank paper that you could write in it, if you could write 2 Oisiyos, Chayiv, La Potter, if it's smaller than that, you're Potter. Now, we're assuming Chayiv, Shtei Oisiyos means regular Oisiyos. So you see, even a smaller Shtei is Chayiv. Even if it's enough to write 2 small Oisiyos, that's enough of a Chashivas to make some Chayiv. So it's a Kasha. We just said it has to be enough to write 2 Oisiyos of a Kasha Shal Muchsin, which is big Oisiyos. Here it's Mashba, any 2 Oisiyos is enough. And for the Gemara, Ram Sheishas, my Shtei Oisiyos, L'Shtei Oisiyos, Shakesh Muchsin, when Shtei Oisiyos, what it means is 2 Oisiyos of a kesher mochsen, two oisiyos of the signature of the toll booth attendant. Rava Amar, Rava has a different teretz. He says that the paper they gave at the toll booth, there is taka big letters, but they didn't have any border to the paper. Mashenkin, a regular paper which you write on it as a letter, you always put a border around it. So that's the lands up being the same size. Shtei as oisiyos tidon ubeis achize, and a place to hold on to. There's a place, a border to hold on to, but you're not covering the letters. So there, that's the same size as the Hainu Keshe Muchsin, the same size as the paper that the Muchsin write with two big letters, and there, they don't need a border, because so, it says, Rashi says, you just open up and you show it to the toll booth, you don't need a border, it's not a whole letter, and therefore, there, it's enough if it fills up the paper. Mashenkin, oh, he says, you have to have a border, so there, it lands up being the same exact size. So it comes out, when the Braitzer says, is two pshatim, either a kafshesh, that means two big Isis, or the words there Isis mean, two oisiyos with the border. So, v'etam arakasha rava meisve asakasha abraisa. It says in abraisa, moitzi niyar machuk. If you have a paper that was written on it and you erased it, or ushtar perua, or a star perua, you brought a star that was paid up already. Im yesh beloivin shloif, there's room on the border to write, you lift up stairs just to write two oisiyos. Oy, there's enough on the whole paper, and you could cover a jug of perfume with that, like we had taka in our mishnah that shear. You covered the whole thing. You covered the two oisiyos. Then the loch is v'mlav, but if not, then you're potter. So it means if you have enough room, either it's the whole paper is big enough to cover a jug of perfume, then even though you can't write anything, it's chai. But if you can't, it's too small for that, so you have to have enough room in the border to write. Because on the pot that's erased, you can't write in it anymore. You only can write on the border. So if it's enough to write on the border, two oisiyos is good. Now it says two oisiyos. Now two oisiyos, the Gemara is assuming, means the same thing as before. So bishlam l'rav sheishis, to amai maish de oisiyos, shte oisiyos gdeles shal kesem mochsen shapir. So if there's enough room for that size to write two big oisiyos, then you chayiv. What I saw. Ela Rava, Rava always says that two oisiyos means two oisiyos in the Beis Achiza. But here, two oisiyos alone should be chayiv. You don't need the Beis Achiza because you can use the part that's erased as the Beis Achiza. Ela Rava l'rav shte oisiyos didon. U Beis Achiza, the Hainu Keshe Mochsen, that same stuff as Keshe Mochsen, Hacha, basically is Leit Tzarech. You don't need it. So why is it saying Shtei Oisis, which according to Rava means you need the size of two Oisis and Beis Achiza? Here you don't need a Beis Achiza. Here two Oisis alone should be Chayiv, because you don't need Beis Achiza here, because you have the Machuk part, the erased part, to hold on to it, or the Star Perua part to hold on to it, and you cover your hand on that part. That could be the border. So therefore, it's a Kasha. It's a Kasha Rava. Because here it's mashma, again, we're saying that whenever you're on shtei oisiyos means the same thing always, and before shtei oisiyos means the size of two oisiyos and a border. And here, if that's the var, you don't need here a border, because you have something else for a border. So therefore, it's a kasha rabba, kasha, umar blab shver. Tanu rabbanon, hamoitzi kasha mochsin. If you walk out in the street with a paper that has, you know, the receipt for the toll, atzla hero al mochis, before you showed it to the mochis, then you chay. Then you chayv haitzah, because you need it to show the toll booth attendant that you're walking across it. Mishahero, after you showed it already, lemuchis, then potter. Then you potter. Why? Because it's useless. It's worthless, this paper. Rabbi Yudem, at mishahero lemuchis chayv, even after you showed it to the toll master, you're still chayv haitzah. Why? Preish haitzah, you need it. Someone says, my benaya, what's pshat? What's the machlekes? What's pshat, Rabbi Yudem? Didn't you use it already? You got a cross. What's the use of it? So Gemara's have three pshatim. Omar Abaya, Ika Benayo Riti Muksa. The nafkamina is that they had sometimes, like the police that walked them back and forth on the bridge, making sure you paid. It's like the guy in the train, the conductor comes back and forth to check, you know, who paid up. So here, he has to hold on to it, just in case someone checks on him and pays up. So that's why you have to save it. So who's telling you, what's found in the Tanakama? Tanakama holds that If he has a problem, he'll run back to the guy he paid and tell him, you know, you remember me, I paid, right? And therefore, he'll get out of trouble. If he gets caught, he'll go back. But he doesn't have to carry around with him because he might get caught. It's not enough of a chashivas. That's what Rabban holds. Rabbi Yudah holds, no, just in case, I don't have to run back. And therefore, if someone comes on the bridge and asks me for proof that I paid, I'll have it. That's Bayez Pshat. Rav Amar, Muchas God or Muchas Kotek Menav. The nafkamin is that sometimes there is one person who owns the rights for the toll booth, but he doesn't have the time to stand at the river the whole day. So he hires a muchas katan, a small guy to you know, collect the stuff. And this guy has, he's friends with the muchas gadol, and he has a special pass from the muchas gadol. So he doesn't need really to carry around with him the pass, because he has a simon. He tells the muchas katan, you know, he gives him a code word and you know to send him across. So he ready, he showed it to the muchas gadol, so he's potter ready, and now he wants to go across. So the shaliach has to carry it now. So Yehuda holds, it's good, it's still worth for him to carry it, because he wants to show it to the guy by the nahar. And therefore he's chayav on itzah. But Tanakam holds that a person doesn't save it. He's samech on the simon that he made up, and he's samech to get across that way. He doesn't have to carry it around with him. That's what if you're Tanakam, you're potter. That's Rava's pshat. Similar to the Abaye's pshat, just now with the police, just there's two muchsim. Rav Ashi amar, chad muchas ikavinayu. Talking about a case where there's only one muchas, and he already passed that guy, he already paid, and really there's no chash. So what's the chash? Why, for Rabbi Yehuda, is it worth to carry around with you? Because it's the geya that when it comes to the other end, and he already got it past it, he doesn't have to prove anything, but there's a muchas standing on the other side, and he wants to show the guy that he's not a ganav. The guy shouldn't be choshesh him. Oh, he walked across, he got across without a toll. So he wants to show the guy, chazdi gavra the muchas. Now, look, I'm an adam nemam. I'm a trustworthy person. I paid it up, and therefore it's worth him to carry around for Rabbi Yehuda. That was the third pshat. So I'll take more about more of sugya of haitza, and this we're going to have a similar machlekes, and we're going to have four pshatim in the machlekes. Tana Rabbanan. Hamoitzi shtar chayiv atzlei paro. If you take a shtar chayiv, someone owes you $100, and you moitzi that shtar chayiv on Shabbos before it was paid up, yet this chayiv, the halach is yichayiv. You need the shtar. It's worth $100 actually. You need the shtar to take it out to be teveya people. Therefore, yichayiv. Mishaparum after it paid up, potter. Once it's paid up, then you put on it. So why? Because it's useless. It's paid up start already. It's you know, paid up. It's like a cash check already. What's the point? The cash check is not worth anything. Rabbi Yehuda, after Mishaparu, you still need it. Even after it's paid up, even after it's a cash check, it still has a value. So Gemara says, my benai, what's my chalikas? What's pshat Rabbi Yehuda? Chayr, it's worthless. So Gemara has four pshat from this machalikas. First pshat is Amar Rav Yosef. The pshat is like this. The machalikas is, also lahashois, star paru, like we know. The machalikas is, If you're allowed to keep a paid shtar on you after it's paid up, you can now. Rabbanon sa, Rabbanon hold, also lashay shtar peru. You're not allowed to keep it around. So therefore, once the shtar is paid up, you throw in the garbage. Why? Because why let it keep it around? Because the malva might decide to collect again with that shtar. And that's also, that's ganeva. And therefore, it's also to keep it around for the malva. The loiva usually pays for the shtar, so give it back to him to use. He'll stuff up his wine bottle with that. He also doesn't want it back, the loiva, because he's scared also that the malva will find it and use it. Therefore, since usher, we don't keep it around at all, so it's useless. Rabbi Yehuda Sava, mutlash shtar perua, there's no issa to keep around a shtar perua, and therefore, the malva keeps it around to use it to stuff up his wine bottle, so it has a tachlis, and therefore, yechayef faitza. So pshat Rabbi Yehuda chayef faitza is because he can use it to stuff up his bottle. You're not allowed to keep it around. Rabbi Yehuda holds, there's no issa of atishkoim balecha avla to keep a shtar chayef that's paid up around. That's teretz number one. Abaye Omar, Abaye is different teretz. Abaye says, Kuli Amo also lash shtar perua. You're not allowed to keep a shtar perua around. Everyone agrees to that, even Rabbi Yehuda. So what's going on over here? Here we're going on, the taka was not paid up the star. Okay, if the star wasn't paid up yet, so what could be pshat in Tanakama that it's not chayav mitzah? You need the star. So here we're talking about a case where he couldn't find anyone to mekayim a star. Look, if you have a star, the loiva, which is the guy who borrowed money, he katayna that, the loiva katayna that's mezuyah. If it's forged, I don't believe it's a good star. Prove it's good. So you have to bring Edim, that the Edim, bring Edim on the Edim, that the Edim are real signatures. Or bring the Edom himself and say that's their signature. Here the case was, he couldn't get Edom. They went away, they died, and he couldn't get Edom. That was the case here. So the only way we know it's a good star is because the loiva was moed and said, you know what, I did borrow the money. But he says, I paid up. He says, I paid up. That's what he says. So here, the shaila is he believed? So the Tanakama holds that you are believed because like a pesha or pesha. On one hand, you said it's a good star, so it's only from you. And you're saying, and the loiva is saying it's paid up. So he's the one who certified the star. He's saying it was paid up. So he holds a moed of a star. you still have to mekayim it, because if he's mighty bestar, he's in control of the leiva. And told the guy's kiyim, told his kiyim, he's believed to say he paid up. And Rudo says, no, once your mighty is a good star, then it turns to a regular star, you're not believed it's paid up without Aiden. And therefore, the star is still viable to use to collect. That's the machakas of Rudo and Rabban. Let's read it inside. If it's paid up for real, and we know we've Aiden paid up, that star is also to keep around, you gotta destroy it, and therefore it's useless. We're talking about a star was not paid up yet with Edom, and it was a star that wasn't Mekuyim, and this Machlekes is, if the Leiva agrees the star is real, does it need Kiyim still? That if the Leiva is Maida in the star that was written, he still needs Kiyim. The Malva still needs Kiyim. If not Kiyim, the Leiva is believed to say he paid up. Who this holds, once he's made it a star, it's a good star, you don't have to mekayim it, now has all the dinim of a real star, all the strength of a regular star, and can tain a parati. And that's what Huda holds, it's chayav itza. Aye, what's loshem paroi and not paroi? Well, ma actually paroi, and what's loshem is a paroi? It says actually paroi, kulia machayav, and so paroi is machlekes. It means like this. If he doesn't tain a parati, then it's chayv v'kuliyam. Why? Because it's a good star. He's made it to the star. He made it in pay. So it's a good star. He collect with it. And the case of pari means they said parati. What it means is, Tolya says parati, chayv. After it's parati, then you're potter according to Tanakama, because then he's believed, because he's the one who certified the star. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, once you certify the star is stronger than your words, and you have to bring Edom that you paid up. That's pshat number two. Pshat number three is Rav Amar, he holds Kuliyama, it's also Lashos. And Kuliyama, it's considered a star Mekuyim. Rav Amar, Kuliyama, Oedav Ashtar, Shkos Shachal Kaimai. And so you have to bring a ride that's Mekuyim. Oedav Ashtar, Shkos Shachal Kaimai. Everyone agrees, Oedav Ashtar, Shkos that you have to be Mekayim. And here we're not talking about a case of the Yen Mekayim. We're talking about here, that it was paid up, Taka. The star was paid up. If star was paid up, and it's also Lashos, so how can anyone say there's any tzarech for this? So Gemara explains like this. We're arguing if you write a receipt. There's machlokes tanoim if you write a receipt for the leiva. Some say that you have to give a star back and you don't write a receipt. Why? Because a receipt, the leiva might lose. So you give him back the star and he rips it up, and that's the way you know you paid up. So really, you're not like keep around the star. And we're saying that Moedav Ashtar may be Tzorach L'Kayimai. It's not Negeya, because we're talking about you paid up anyway. So because either way, punk, that's the halacha. That's the Rosh Hashanah speak out. But, so what's the machlekes? The Tanakama saw a Kosev and Shaver. Tanakama holds you write a Shaver. Since you write a Shaver, you don't have to give back the star to the Loiva at all. You write a Shaver, and therefore the star is useless completely. The Malva is not allowed to keep it around, and he doesn't have to give it back to the Loiva because the Loiva will have a Shaver receipt saying it paid up. So therefore, a star that's paid up is completely useless. It can't be used as a receipt, and also, you're not allowed to keep it around. Also, last choice, you throw in the garbage. That's what Tanakh calls no Itza. Why is the Ruda hold it is Itza? Ruda saw that in case of Shaver, you don't write a Shaver, and therefore, the Loiva has a right to demand a star. So when you pay up, if you didn't give him back the star yet, he says, what do you mean? I want my star now. I want my star now because I need it to prove that I paid up. So therefore, even after he pays up, he still has to give him back the star. So it has a value. It's something he has to give back to the Leiva. Mechuyev to give back to the Leiva. And therefore, even after it's paid up, the star has a value. That's the third teretz of Rav's teretz. The fourth teretz is Rav Ashi's teretz. Rav Ashi Amar, whole new teretz. We're talking about you paid up, everything's b'sholem gevaldik. So why does the Leiva want to have it? Why is it who to say to the Leiva? Who says the Leiva is chayiv? His mate says, why is it value to him? He wants to show it. He's showing that he has good credit. Look, I paid up this chayiv. I want to show he has good credit. Look, I'm a guy who pays up. I am a guy who pays up my loans. Give me another loan. I pay up my loans. Therefore, he wants to keep around this chayiv to show that he has good credit and good standing. And therefore, it's a hitzah if he takes it out. If you're Rabbi Yehuda, at least. If you're Rabbanon, he's not worried about that.